For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Cullen. This week for Illinois Issues, I'm bringing you a story about how lawmakers are considering a measure that would train more nurses on how to collect rape kits. Today, I have an interview with Melissa Sudo about her experience undergoing rape kit testing. The 23-year-old Chicago resident says she was raped on an Illinois college campus. She can't name the specific university because her legal case is pending. So Melissa, let's just have you start by telling me your story.
It was actually almost 2 years ago to this day that I got raped. I decided that I wasn't going to report it. It was my dad who came into my room and said, Melissa, let's go. We're reporting this.
What happened after you decided to report your rape?
So I walked into this hospital with my parents, who I could not look at. It made me sick to see because I felt so ashamed. So when the nurse came out, she was so sweet. This nurse was just the kindest woman I have ever met. So I went into a private room. I laid there for about 30 minutes, I would say, until the nurse came back. She had this kit. It was sealed. And so during a rape kit, it's just so invasive and intrusive. And it's the worst because you already feel so disgusted with other people touching you or looking at you after you've been raped that that's the last thing that you want to do. I seriously thought, I'm in a madhouse. Like, this is not my life. I'm in a nightmare. I'm going to wake up any second now. And I just closed my eyes and clenched my body. So when I was going through my story, you have to retell the story to the nurse so that he or she can write it down word for word. So it's another form of report. Any time that I had mentioned that he had touched me, she would try to grab a sample. So if he kissed me here, she took a swab and tried to get his DNA. And if he grabbed my hair, she brushed out my hair in hopes that something would fall out that had his DNA on it. So it was, I would say, 2.5 hours with the nurse going through step by step about what had occurred.
So you say you knew your attacker. You were hoping the evidence collected would be enough to convict him. How long did it take for you to hear back about the results from your rape kit?
That was 2 years ago in April, and I found out in the winter of 2017 that the DNA match. It took that long to get the results back.
With this whole issue of sexual assault and the culture behind it, do you think there's a way that we can push to solve this?
I'm one of the people that thinks that if you want change, you have to go out there and be the change you want to see. So I know it's not my place to tell other survivors how to respond to what might have been the worst moment of their life, but we all need to continue speaking up and telling people this isn't right. And I think we need to explain what rape really does, because a lot of people still believe that it was just unwanted sex. But rape has nothing to do with sex. It's all about power.
We're in a different place now than even a few years ago regarding talking about sexual assault. Where do you think we're at now?
So I think now people feel a lot more comfortable speaking up and saying that this happened to them. And with the Time's Up and the Me Too movement, people are realizing that that's not okay. It's not just, oh, that's just what happened, or you blamed it on the victim. I also am trying to do some research and trying to encourage other survivors to speak up. And I sent out a survey to some of my friends, and 83% out of 20 people said that they would feel comfortable now reporting in today's society versus 5 years ago.
That was Melissa Sudo. I spoke with her about her experience undergoing rape kit testing. For Illinois Issues and NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Cullen.